This is Chris Paul from the TJMS, running through the top stories in roughly 60 seconds with the Morning Minute. Oh no, Kevin Hart's LA mansion was burglarized and the crook stole over $500,000 in jewelry. Police say it was obvious to the criminals where Kevin's wall safe was, since it's behind the only painting that's hung 2 feet from the floor. Lil Wayne is out of the hospital one day after suffering a massive seizure. Weezy's private jet made an emergency landing and he was rushed to the ER, where doctors determined his seizure was due to electrocution from pouring champagne on his phone. But now he's out and right back on his concert tour. You could always tell musicians with money problems, because they will not cancel shows for any medical problem, no matter how severe. Hell, Chuck Brown walked out the morgue and did 6 more shows. An ex-girlfriend of Muhammad Ali is looking to shop an Ali sex tape. She says Muhammad used to have sex parties with groups of women, and it's all on film, and she wants $100,000 for it. Not sure if she's gonna get it, but a good title for Ali's orgy sex tape would be Stroke Like a Butterfly, Swing Like a Bee. And if the women are white, call it The Thriller in Vanilla. I'm Chris Paul, and this was the Morning Minute.